Measure 92 would require food manufacturers and retailers to label genetically engineered foods. It fell just 800 votes short in the November election. A statewide recount is underway, but initial tallies show very little movement in the overall totals. But the Yes on 92 campaign isn't conceding yet. It's filed a lawsuit to get the state to count some 4,000 ballots the campaign says were rejected because the signatures were ruled invalid. Campaign manager Paige Richardson admits counting those ballots might not actually turn the election in their favor. The No on 92 campaign says it will, quote, vigorously oppose efforts to block the certification of ballots. Without an injunction, that could happen this week. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.